在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, the 28th of January 2009, and the title of this podcast is Music Practice. My name is Anna, I'm English,I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Music practice. Beginners. Are you musical? Which instrument do you play? There are so many to choose from. Piano, flute, violin, guitar, trumpet, drums, and percussion instruments. Oh, I could go on and on. It can be fun to play an instrument.Especially if you practice enough to become good at it. I started to play the violin last year. There are many pieces of music that I love which have main violin parts. Two of my favorites are Vivaldi's Four Seasons and Howard Shore's Lord of the Rings. I can lose myself in the music. I take a class once every 2 weeks.My teacher told me that it is important to practice every day. I try to, and when I do, I can see that I'm improving. However, if I go for a week without practicing, my playing certainly does not improve. And if you play the violin badly, it sounds terrible. I suppose it is like all hobbies. You get better and better with practice. The hard work does pay off.My children are taking piano and guitar lessons, and we hope that next year, at Christmas time, we can all play carols together. Perhaps we could play for my podcast listeners too. Advanced. When it comes to being musical, my family is just starting out. My children are signed up to take their first piano and guitar lessons, and I have been playing the violin for only a year.But I suppose it is never too late to start, especially if you are willing to put the time and the practice in. The violin is quite a complex instrument. Not only do you have to position your fingers correctly to create the notes, but the bow has to move just right to create the right tone. If you are uptight or badly positioned, it can sound horrendous. So,Needless to say, practicing is one of our family's routines. Any time after the kids come home from school, you can hear sounds of guitar, violin, or mini organ echoing through the house. And believe me, it often doesn't sound good. Even the dog will move away to another room to get away from the racket. But it's all good. With practice comes progress. Progress leads to skill, and skill should sound good at some point or other.I'm trying to encourage my busy husband to take up an instrument also. He tried the violin when he was in kindergarten, but after several months, his parents couldn't stand the squeaks and grinds anymore, so he was obliged to stop. The poor guy. He could have become a great violinist. Mind you, being a parent myself, I know the value of some earplugs. At this stage, I think I'll be using them quite a lot.Well, that's all for today. I hope you found the podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn, that's libsyn.com, or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, perhaps send me some suggestions, or even some suggestions as to what I could write about, anything that you like,feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Well, goodbye for now.